Hello again, everybody. I'm just gonna... Well, freaking microphone's in the wrong place. There we go. I'm just gonna do a little first impressions of two of the games that I've had lately. We've been playing lately, rather. One of those being Dragon Quest VI, which I've been waiting for a very, very, very long time. And I finally got it, as you can see in the picture of the audio boo. And, I'm about 2 hours and 7 minutes into it, so I'm still very much at the beginning. It's Dragon Quest. It plays just like 4, 5, and 6. 6 plays exactly the same as the other ones. So, I mean, it makes no difference. Gameplay-wise, it's exactly the same. Characters all look exactly the same. And I like it that way. I like Dragon Quest to be that way. Because that's just how Dragon Quest is. Just like Chrono Trigger was. Just like all those RPGs are. They're all essentially the same gameplay and whatnot. With the exception of a few, you know, tweaks regarding some of the magic spells and stuff like that. And how you learn them and all this other stuff. But I really like it. Dragon Quest story already has me fully immersed, because I love the Dragon Quest series, and I love the endings of those games. They're absolutely amazing. And I've always been very fond of them. I don't think there was ever a time when I've not been fond of them. I really, really like the game mechanic. Again, it's exactly the same as 5 and 6. Oh, sorry, 5 and 4. Which I understand for some people, it may not do it for you. And I can totally understand. I just really wish that they would have released Dragon Quest 1 and 2, which they had out for the Super Nintendo in Japan, with juiced up graphics. I really wish they would have brought those out here, but I guess you can't get everything. I mean, I could buy it. I mean, there's a fan translated cartridge that you can buy. Yes, a fan translated cartridge. You can buy of the ROM with full retail packaging. That costs about $50, and I've been thinking about diving into it because I've so emerged into the series, and I don't know. I really like the Dragon Quest series. That's basically what I'm saying. I really love them. I'm not too much into RPGs, but I really love the Dragon Quest series. Other than Pokemon and Chrono Trigger, I don't really play a lot of RPGs. And maybe the Mario and Luigi ones. I love those too. They're fun. But as far as first impressions goes, the great games plays great. It's awesome. But I can understand for some people it might be too repetitive for them. I can totally understand that. You know, it's not everyone's bag. It's definitely not everyone's bag. But it is for me. And I highly recommend it. If you like classic 16-bit RPGs, then this game is definitely for you. In order for me to do a full review on it, I'm going to finish the game, which is going to take me a while, especially now that Pokemon's arrived, which I will be talking about after this audio boo, which will be in the next one. But I'm going to keep this one a little bit brief because, I mean, Dragon Quest is Dragon Quest. If you've played the previous ones, it's exactly the same. Makes no difference, really. It really makes no difference. But I like it. I've always liked it. And I always will like it. I will always like the Dragon Quest series. I'm just doing these before I go to sleep here, because I gotta go to work in the morning. So I'm gonna take some sleeping meds. I'm gonna go to sleep. Or maybe even do a strain preview of that Kush. Because I am sober. We'll see. But for the time being, Dragon Quest VI, great game, great RPG. You will not be disappointed by the realms of revelation. You will not be. And I can't wait to play more of this. I really can't. Anyhow, so until next time, which will be in a few minutes. We'll see you later. And toodles.